This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time for us to venture into the world of News Talk Radio in a way that perhaps you've never heard before. If you're new to either the DJV program or to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, welcome. I'm Doug Steffen here with my I was going to say partner in crime. Nah, there's no criminal activities going on here. It's just good broadcasting from two guys that have been at it for a long time, know how to do it. Michael has been running Talkers Magazine for almost 30 years. It's the Bible of the talk radio industry, more than 30 years. 31 years?
31 years, pushing 32.
32 years.
So yeah, I'm 32nd year. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking about how we all got started. I'm the longest, and I don't say this to, you know, puff out my chest and beat it.
No, you should say it.
Fabulous. I'm the longest running syndicated host Monday through Friday in the country. Yeah. And with that, we're in our, so 1988 is the 34th year of me doing morning syndicated radio. And so you're in your 32nd year. People say, it's time for you old coots to hang it up. Why? Yeah. Why should we do that? We have relevance, and that's, you know, the more you do this, frankly, the better you are. This is one of those skill sets that requires experience, and that is shown day in and day out by the number of people who try to do talk radio programs and are not successful because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They have no idea. How many times do we report, Michael, on people who've started? I mean, even some of these nationally syndicated programs from guys who are podcasters, they don't have a clue. And I don't say that disparagingly. It just is the way it is.
You don't say that disparagingly, but they stink. You know.
Yeah.
I cannot.
You said that.
I cannot totally share that view.
Okay,
all right. I think and I hope that there are a lot of great young voices coming up.
I'm not saying that there ought not to be. There ought to be. We need more young voices. For years, you and I have talked about, where is the farm team? Where are the people who are practicing doing this in local radio and smaller markets so that they can grow and have opportunity? And the world of syndication eliminated the farm team. So I guess it's my fault. You know, one guy
totally
said to me once,
fault.
You eliminated, because at one point in time, the Good Day Show had 585 affiliates. So does that mean I eliminated 585 jobs? The people that were that might have been there before? I mean, I started thinking about that. If I was a drinker, I'd probably get drunk.
Yeah, well, actually, we're not making it your responsibility. Many people claimed that Rush Limbaugh was guilty of taking jobs from people, but we analyzed that question at Talkers very seriously and came to a conclusion. I don't have the statistics in front of me, that even though, yes, on the 600 and some odd stations that Rush Limbaugh occupied as a midday host, those were shifts, if you will, or shows that would have been held by local people had he not created the syndication phenomenon that he did. A case could be made that thousands of radio stations went to the talk format inspired by what he had done, creating many more jobs that then were lost. So, there's more to that story than meets the eye.
Yeah, there always is to any story, don't you think?
That's why talk radio is blessed with having long-form conversations as opposed to everything being in 20-second sound bites with a lot of flashy stuff on the screen. I mean, that's the difference between news talk radio and news talk television. If you listen to the audio, you can hear it.
Yeah, and thus the focus from Talker's point of view of the charts, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 list of people that are part of these stories. And so this goes on. They change some of them more rapidly than others. I find it always refreshing to go to some of the newer stories that may not have the legs that, let's say, the number one story of the week has and has had. But they're all worthy of our attention. So let's go through the story list.
Yes. I can't wait until the day comes when the number one story ancient history and is no longer, not that I'm looking forward to wishing our lives away, but I want to get this story off the chart.
Well, right, it looks like there's a chance it might be, because this week, you know, there's a lot of talk about the...
Well, we haven't gotten to the story yet, so don't give it away. Spoiler alert.
Here we go. Spoiler.
I'm putting my bricks in place here, and you're going to ruin my whole squad here to create tension, excitement, drama,
yes,
and anticipation. So here we go. At number 10, the holidays, scams, and social media. At number 9, immigration reform and race relations. At number 8, here's a chestnut, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, CNN suspends Chris Cuomo, and that's tied with Alec Baldwin's Rust case. Alec Baldwin said, "I did not pull the trigger."
Did you watch that interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Very interesting.
Yeah. Number 6, the looming government shutdown that was averted, and Trump and the GOP, that his relationship with the GOP is at the core of politics today. At number 5, SCOTUS and Roe versus Wade. SCOTUS is the Supreme Court of the United States. If we use the term again, at least you know what it means. I'm sure some do. At number 4, the horrific Michigan high school shooting, and that brings in gun laws and the overall topic of crime and violence.
Can you believe that kid, the look on his face, and the parents buying him a gun when he was in trouble all the time? What in the world goes on in the minds of... That's the subject matter. More the parents than the kid.
Many parents are blinded to the reality of their children and what their children are like, either through their own denial or through the children putting on a totally different face for their parents. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, parents know what they've got and they just deny it. At number 3, we have the January 6th investigation that ties into the whole Trump and the GOP issue. They're connected. And at number 2, the economy, stupid, not you, just figuratively, inflation, supply chain, labor force.
I've been called stupid by people a lot better than you in my life. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Friend.
I appreciate that. At number one, and now number one, the one that we want to get rid of, the one we want to eradicate, the one we want to step on it and crush it like a grape, is COVID-19, the Omicron variant, along with vaccines, mandates, and politics. The people on our survey, Dr. Mehmet Oz is going to run for the Senate. He might win. Number 9, Alec Baldwin. He might lose. Number 8, Chris Cuomo.
He's lost.
I don't know where the hell he's
lost.
Yeah. Number 7, another fellow out there in the wilderness of untrod turf, where the hand of man has never set foot, is Donald Trump at number 7. Ted Cruz, a font of wisdom and kindness, at number 6. John Roberts on the hot seat of the Supreme Court at number 5. Ethan Crumbly at 4. Mark Meadows at 3. Ethan Crumbly is the kid. Mark Meadows at 3. Fauci at 2. Biden at 1. And that's the way the world was on News Talk Radio across America this past week as we celebrate the first weekend of December 2021.
Charts for the week of November 29th to December 3rd. As we go through them, Michael and I will have comments about a lot of the items that are here. You can share your thoughts if you'd like. Social media connection at DJV Show for Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the list, the charts, at DJVShow.com or at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown, the official talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of how much rest you're getting. The question is, are you getting enough rest? Going to sleep between 10 and 11, according to some research out this week, is associated with a lower risk of developing heart disease. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep, according to the doctor associated with my DJV programs, DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, that's the way you live a long and fruitful life. Get enough rest. So, do you have all the tools at your disposal to get a good night's rest? That's the question coming from the folks at MyPillow. MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues, and this week, MyPillow announced that they have every single product in stock, no waiting, no back orders, no delayed shipping, And the reason for that is that the products are all made right here in America. Every single thing that you see in the MyPillow product catalog comes from America. For me, that's very important. Bathrobes, the sheets, towels, pillows, mattresses, all that sort of thing. Christmas is here, and maybe you're looking for something that's really a unique gift or something that shows you care. People in your family, get them some pillows for their bed. Get them some sheets, some slippers, some robes. It's all in stock, ready to be shipped right now at MyPillow.com. One-stop shop for a lot of people that are on your list. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Enter the code DJV. And as an example, you can buy one Giza Dream sheet set, and you get another one free. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Try Decrystal for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Be mindful that people are watching what you say. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Your body language is speaking volumes. In fact, very often, your body language is speaking much louder than your words. Although it's probably easier for you to see the difference between what people say and how they say it in others, the truth is, others can see that difference more easily in you. One of the most direct pieces of advice I can offer to help your body language match your words is this. Learn to say exactly what you mean and mean exactly what you say. When your meaning and words match up, you'll be happy that people are watching what you say because you'll know that they're hearing what you want them to hear. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Malcolm Harris and Doug Steffen, we were just talking off the air about the magic of Christmas and what it's all about in terms of religion or not in terms of religion. It's about business, frankly. The magic words here are ka-ching and cash. And it's not about celebrating really anything except the American way. It is America's way of celebrating the end of the year. Spend, 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 buy, buy, buy. And that's kind of how it all shakes out, frankly. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. 21 after the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The magic of wordsmiths on the air. That's what we're all about here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The things, the creation of magic thoughts by people who may be verbal magicians. How do you like that, Michael? Michael Harrison.
Very, very, very magical.
You like that?
Actually, would you say the expression of thoughts magically? Words are magic expressions of thoughts, which actually are pretty magical, too. Like,
yeah.
If you think about where do thoughts come from?
Thoughts are things. In my
they're
mind,
things and they
really
thinks. The word think and the word thing are very related.
Remember, on my sixth grade teacher's desk was a sign that had been sent around by IBM at the time, and the word think. That was the word. It was on her desk.
Oh, remember that. Think.
Remember that? It's all about...
Yeah.
And so, you know, what happens today is that we are teaching people how to think. We're teaching people what to think. And that's a crime, that we are spending all these tax dollars to basically have the children ill-prepared to meet the obligations of society. That's kind of, I mean, you get to number four this week, that Michigan high school shooting. Where'd those parents come from? I'd love to know what kind of world they grew up in so that they have created a world for their child who looks like Chucky and acts like him, too, as far as that's concerned. So you wonder if part of the conversation isn't the effects of mass media, movies, television shows that show all this violence. Maybe that, you know, is part of the Rust case as well. What do you think, Michael?
I don't know. I wonder about it. I think it's a rhetorical question. I don't know. First of all, I don't even know if we grew up at a time when we were taught how to think. I think back to some of the things that we were taught in school, and we were told what to think. So I'm not sure if this is a new syndrome or it's always happened. And in terms of the cause of violence in society and its relationship to media, I think that's also an interesting question to ponder, that the solution, the answer is not that easy. I think the question, it's rhetorical. It's something we should be thinking about, the question, and not necessarily jump to a conclusion. And we have to look to ourselves as well in our own experiences. We have to wonder, you know, are we such great thinkers for how we grew up? Are we part of the violence? Do we enjoy violence? I mean, I can't really condemn violence other than intellectually, because mm-hmm. I support violence. I watch football. I like football. Yeah. I watch boxing and mixed martial arts.
Not me. I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah, I
for that reason. Yeah.
You know, I know it's violence, and I know violence is wrong, but then again, you know, you have to look to yourself and analyze, why do I do what I do? Mm-hmm. Why am I supporting this? Why do I eat, you know, meat? Why? We all are works in progress.
we are.
Maybe, you know, maybe humanity is destined to some higher level of consciousness, because we sure as hell aren't there yet.
There's a futuristic television show I was watching on the airplane this week. And it focuses on whatever, wherever in the future. Aldous Huxley's books pretty much looked at the future. This, I think it's called Foundation. This is an Apple series. And it builds on what happens when one power controls 300 trillion people in the future in galaxies all across the spectrum. It wow. really is pretty, it's pretty thought-provoking, actually. I don't usually like that kind of science fiction, but it really is.
You prefer astrology.
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact, yeah. as opposed to astronomy. Well, I find them both fascinating, actually. Uh-huh. You know what else I find fascinating? One of the things that we're talking about, the holidays and scams and stuff, wait till I tell you what was found in Joel Osteen's church, which is not in the top 10, but something...
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
A moment or two. Plus, I want to talk with Michael about how to recognize a fake news and a fake conversation on talk radio programs in the next half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers.
Mm.
Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Cyber Monday Rewind the Clock deals. Cyber Monday prices are back for one day only. Get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's Can't Miss Monday deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Early data from the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 does not indicate a great degree of danger.
There is an expectation that 30% of the non-vaxxers said under no circumstances would I get a vaccination. Because of the new variant, are now saying, I'm going to get a vaccination.
Reports from South Africa, where it emerged, suggest hospitalization rates have not increased alarmingly. 98-year-old Senator Bob Dole, a son of Kansas and a World War II battlefield survivor, became one of the longest-serving Republican leaders. He passed in his sleep Sunday morning. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Monday to 4 years in prison on charges of inciting public unrest. The 76-year-old faces 11 charges in what many are calling politically motivated. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Remembering Senator Bob Dole in his farewell speech before the Senate on June 11, 1996.
Majority Leader, Senator Dole of Kansas, is recognized.
I appreciate very much the resolution just passed. Will it be in big letters or neon? Or? I know it can't have any political advertising on it, but just to have the name out there in lights the next few months might be helpful. Well, I want to thank all of my colleagues. And I want to go back 136 years ago this summer. A committee arrived in Springfield, Illinois. Senator Simon probably knows the story. To formally notify Abraham Lincoln that the Republican Party had nominated him to run for president. And history records that Lincoln's formal reply to the news was just two sentences long. And then as he surveyed the crowd of friends, as I surveyed the crowd of friends here in the galleries and on the floor, who had gathered outside his home, he said, "And now I will no longer defer the pleasure of taking each of you by the hand." So I guess as Lincoln said then, 136 years ago, if all of us who are leaving this year, and I'm only one, I know we have the same thoughts and the same emotions, if we could all go out and shake hands of all the people who are responsible for us being here, it would take a long, long time. You begin with your family.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Official music, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an overview of the top 10 stories of the week according to the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to stations and talking to folks, the people who are hosts of these programs. What do you think about number five here, the Supreme Court Roe versus Wade? Is that a manufactured sort of story?
No, that's a major story, and that is something that is of high drama, intrigue, and who knows where it's going to go. I mean, there's a major national divide on the issue of abortion, and Roe v. Wade is under the gun right now with a conservative Supreme Court and a number of red states where the legislatures and or the governors are creating laws that work their way around the basic tenets of Roe v. Wade back from the early 70s, which, you know, made it constitutional for a woman to have a right to an abortion or for people to have the right to abortion. And it's being contested now and being whittled away.
What's the main thrust of this that's different? What is the what the outcome of this? I've often said on the air very, very prominently in discussions of this, it's kind of, well, for me, Roe versus Wade or abortion, that issue, gun control and that issue, those are two of the go-to things when you're having a slow day on the air. You go to that, what do you think of this? You know, it doesn't change. And if you change Roe v. Wade, it seems to me that's the third rail. And if you want to lose elections, then you keep messing around with that. That's
not in red states, not in places, where a majority of the voters or the legislators or the governors.
How do we know it's the majority? I don't know that I. Maybe it's just my own position that's clouding this, but I don't see. This is such a. It's like Social Security, messing around with Social Security. I think this is the equivalent of that. Frankly, they can have a lot of conversation about it, but at the end of the day, this is part of the American backdrop. There are a lot of vocal people in red states, you're right. And this is another thing that fascinates me. Why is it anybody's business except the person who's involved directly? That's always been one of the go-to ways of throwing cold water on a conversation.
Yeah, I don't know whether you want to have that discussion right now.
Well,
but, obviously... the human being, the Homo sapiens, the species that we're a member of, is a social animal, and we're in each other's faces. I mean, what the whole thing of talk radio, the whole thing about democracy, the whole thing about communications, is that we are a species that is, on one level, dramatically independent. We are overly concerned, not overly, we're extremely concerned with the rights of the individual, but the backdrop is that we are a social creature that cannot stand to be without contact with other members of its species, the result of which, and here's the point, is that we are in each other's business. You know, we have our head up each other's, you know what. I mean, we are in each other's face. This is what it is to be human. And what could be more personal than how we deal with the potential life, which then gets into philosophy and theology and all of that other stuff, of another human being. So, I do not see the abortion issue as shallow or going nowhere. I do not compare it to gun control. Well, gun control, yeah. I don't compare it to Social Security. That was the third rail you mentioned before. I think this is deeply personal to a lot of people on the same level as slavery or any other of the major issues that we deal with in trying to determine what's right and what's wrong and how we legislate that as human beings. It's very,
do you even
very...
know what's right and wrong anymore? When you look at the situation with this kid in Michigan, his parents obviously thought they were doing, parents think they're doing the right thing. How can they think that way?
Some parents are just plain, I'm not saying anything in this case because I don't know enough about it, but some parents are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And some parents are selfish. Oh, my gosh, you talk about fate. Think about the roll of the dice when you select who your parents are going to be, you know, when you sign up to be a person. And, okay, we're going to send you down there, and your parents are going to be, Jonathan and Martha Kent of Smallville, you know.
Okay.
Think about it. When you have kids, you're rolling the dice. Mm-hmm. When you have a lot of kids, you're rolling the dice a lot. When you get married, you're rolling the dice. But think about when you choose your parents, and I say that, folks, hypothetically, rhetorically.
I think that is what we do. I think we do, in a spiritual sense, I think we do choose our parents.
That's why I'm saying it's possible, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course it's a possibility. Yeah, everything's possible. We just don't know. Our minds are so small in comparison to the enormity of just figuring out what life is like on this planet, never mind what the rest of the universe is all about. It's amazingly complicated.
And our minds are small compared to what we really are. Most of us don't really know what we are. We think about who we are.
Yeah.
But what we are, that's to use a cliche, mind-boggling. What the hell are we? Where are we? Where's the universe? You know, what the heck is this all about?
What's our relationship?
Predicament we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a simple It really is simple. It's kind of like recognizing fake news. Or is that, is that really, is it real? Is fake, is, can we recognize, can you, can I, there are those who say, yeah, you got to look past the headline, you got to check with other sources. I have this conversation with the ladies in the DJV program all the time. Links and sources. How do you know everything's questionable as far as I'm concerned? I don't even trust photos because you can Photoshop photos.
Well, now with deep fakes, that's going to be a major issue in terms of truth going forward. You can't, you know, video evidence. Well, don't be so sure. Or photo evidence. But what is fake news? My answer to that very complicated question is news that is created for the purpose of deception, as opposed to news that is just wrong, presented by honest reporters and platforms that mean well. There's a huge difference between being wrong and lying. And we have to study and understand that. And it comes from education and, of course, by constantly uplifting our societal values. That's it.
All right, so where does that leave us when it comes to the Chris Cuomo thing? Number seven this week, CNN suspends Chris Cuomo, who is a lawyer, so he can get a job somewhere else. I believe his days as a reporter or whatever the heck he was are over, with good reason. So what? But
it's all hypocritical to me. I see.
How so?
I see cable and television news, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC.
Fake.
They're not fake. They're show business as much as they are journalism. And
but do you think people realize that? They say, you know, I get all my news from Fox or MSNBC or wherever else.
I think most people do not. This is a complicated subject as well. It comes down to how the heck do we do journalism when the choices are, in a free society, having it based upon commercialism, where you have to go out and sell advertising and have ratings and have large amounts of clicks in order to succeed, or turn it over to the government and have the government vet everything that is told in the media. We're stuck between a rock and a hard place. There has to be another way of doing it, because both sides lead to fake news. And as far as Cuomo is concerned, you know, come on, folks, have a little compassion. It's his brother. What they should do is, you know, he shouldn't be in that job, in that role. But it's not like he was in cahoots with some crooked politician for monetary gain. It's his
CNN just rolling over because they don't want to be embarrassed?
They're saving their face.
I promise.
It's his brother.
I love my brother. My brother's more important than my job. Okay, get that. Yeah, bingo. Okay, so there was work being done in Joel Osteen's, I always say Osteen, it's Osteen. Joel Osteen, you know who he is?
Yep.
The preacher in Houston, got a huge congregation, huge church, and it seems that there was work being done on his church this week, and the workers broke open a wall because they were going to expand his office. What did they find in the wall? They found a stash of about $1 million in cash and an equal amount of checks in the walls of his office.
Did he forget about it? I'll be honest, I didn't know about this story. So I'm hearing it for the first time.
Yeah.
Did he forget that the money was in the walls? He's in charge of the church. Right. How does he, you know, how do you allow anybody
to break
through the walls?
What does that lead you to think, though, when you hear that? What does that lead you to think? That's just, what do you think about him? What do you think the people, it got started when they were doing this. It's Lakewood, which is a suburb of Houston. There was a loose toilet in the wall. They removed the tile. They were going to expand the wall to make the bathroom bigger or something. And there were 500 envelopes full of cash in the wall.
Well, are you asking me what I think of that? Or let's take a break and let me think about what I think about.
All right, you can think about that, and we'll talk about what's on the Michael Harrison interview this week as well. 45 past the hour. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because my pillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, my pillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary My Pillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. My Pillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The MH interview this week. You can check it out at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Who's the subject?
The subject is talk show host and author Dave Ramsey. And it's a rare interview. I mean, he's on the radio every day, but he gives very few interviews. And it's a very interesting insight to inflation, to the student debt crisis, and to succession in terms of businesses, family businesses, and how you pass them on to your children and to your partners.
Very is he wrestling interview. With that? Is that part of the conversation?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. You know, he's built a gigantic $300 million a year empire, 1,000 plus employees, all based on what was originally a finance talk show in Nashville. Unbelievable success.
From a guy who was bankrupt at one point, and he figured out how to make it. So there's always hope. That's the lesson, I think, with him. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Check it out, folks, at mhinterview.com. Thanks,
Michael Bob. Harrison at 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now, 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top 5 technology stories, Tech Talk time, with the top 5 from this past week, starting out at number 5 with this new browser extension. What does that do?
Well, the new browser extension actually shows you which products in your Amazon search results are sold by brands that are either owned by or are exclusive to Amazon. So it gives you a better idea of who's selling what you're actually buying. It's called Amazon Brand Detector, and it is a free extension. It's a free download using Google Chrome or Firefox. And it's made by a company called The Markup. And so along with filters and other techniques, they detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's brands. Now, the thing that's deceiving, one of the many things about Amazon that's deceiving, is that the names sound like they're standalone brands. Rivet, Stone & Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag for dog stuff, Happy Belly, and I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 150 brands that Amazon has registered with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and they sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names. So if you are a person who decides to sort of begrudgingly shop on Amazon, and you really want to know where the stuff is coming from and who's making it, then this browser extension, Amazon Brand Detector, is very eye-opening. It puts a big orange block that appears around each item that's owned by Amazon, and it's pretty damning when you see how Amazon pushes all of their own brands, even though they constantly say they don't.
Yes,
so,
it's
a good shopping tool.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy stuff on Amazon, period, end of story. All right, next item, number 4, has to do with the fellow that's been running Twitter for quite a long time.
Yeah, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey announced his departure this week. He confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take a seat on the board as well. That's effective immediately. Dorsey returned to take the lead at Twitter as CEO in 2015, despite being forced out back in 2008. And so Dorsey said he's decided to leave Twitter because he said, "I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, and my trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep. And his work over 10 years has been transformational." So he said it's time for everybody to move on, and we'll see what happens with Twitter in the future.
Arrivederci, Roma, etc. Okay, so let's go to number three then, Victoria, which is about online spending from this past week or two, right?
Yep. So online sales during Black Friday took a bit of a tumble this year. It actually marked the first time that spending has dipped lower than the previous year. Online shoppers spent a total of $8.9 billion this year. It fell short of the $9 billion that was spent in 2020. Now, analysts are really looking at these numbers, and they suggest that the downward trend might actually be caused by an uptick in early spending. Some stores started their sales and promotions in October this year. As we all know, I mean, even Christmas music started before Halloween in some places. So shoppers did make online purchases during Black Friday, though. They just found that 44% of those sales were made from a smartphone. That's a 10.6% increase from last year, which is kind of interesting. More and more people are shopping from their smartphones. Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less this year than they did in 2020 on Cyber Monday. But here's the good news, though. This is good news for retail. Overall, from November 1st to the 29th, Adobe Analytics reports shoppers spent $109 billion. That's actually it's almost a 12% increase from last year. So overall, this is really good news for retail. And it also, you know, shows that a lot of the analysts who say the economy is actually pretty hot right now, this proves it. Retail is always a really good indication of, you know, how
retail
good the
and
is.
Housing starts.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Look around. If you see a lot of new construction in your area,
Number two this week on our countdown of the top five tech stories is a focus on what Samsung is doing.
Yeah, Samsung's planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far from Austin. They're going to do this over the next 3 years. They've announced a 5 million square meter facility that's going to aim to boost production of advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in phones and computers. Obviously, we need a whole bunch of them. So that is great news, and I'm glad that Samsung is furthering their investment in the U.S.
Number one story this week from the world of technology focuses on something good General Motors is doing.
Yeah, this is another great story. So GM is going to spend $4 billion on the construction of two battery factories in North America. One will be in Lordstown, Ohio, the other Spring Hill, Tennessee, and they are now going to reduce the amount of cobalt in electric vehicle batteries by 70%. That's a huge, huge reduction. They're going to add in aluminum instead. This takes the reliance on China mining cobalt. This in the next few years is going to be a really big deal for us.
Well, it's time to pull the rug out from under the Chinese when it comes to that stuff and a lot of other things as well. All right, Victoria, thank you. 59 past the hour.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.